Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. Keep winning.
The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. Like I tell everybody every week, it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start planning and living your own. It's really important when I say that because that's as honest as I can get. You know, I have lived a life like you. I'm a dreamer, and I've had some dreams of incredible hype. You don't think I wanted to be Michael Jordan? You don't think I wanted to be Denzel Washington? You don't think I wanted to be Michael Jackson? We was the same age. We all the same age. If he was alive today, Michael Jackson and I would be the same age. So you know I wanted to be Michael Jackson. But the reality is I could only be Rashawn McDonald. And that's what I'm just telling you. When you listen to this show, I want you to be the best you can be. And the advice that I give you on this show hopefully can enable you to understand how you can accomplish that task. My next guest is the best of what he can be. He's not out there trying to be nothing else but what he is, an award-winning TV host, celebrity chef, restaurateur, best-selling cookbook author, and host of the New Soul Kitchen and New Soul Kitchen Remix on Cleo TV. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. I got to call my best friend. He's my best friend in the kitchen. Chef Jannard Wells.
Yes, indeed. I think I had to agree with you on that. Thank you for having me on Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
Oh, you know, I always go back, man. You know, this is how you create a relationship. I started my Money Making Conversation platform in Houston, Texas in 2017. And this young man found me and and through his, I would say, persistence, he just presented who he was and what he was doing and how he was going about his product. Tell everybody how you was moving your product and promoting your products when you went into when you was on your first major grocery store chain. Talk to about that.
You know, one of the things with my manufacturing home cuisine, I believe sometimes, and not sometimes, but all the time, we have to put our best foot forward and go out and get what we want. And once I launched my company, it was, okay, how do I get in these major retailers? Because a lot of times it's hard. But from being a small manufacturer to a big one, they keep that kind of information. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go one store at a time. The same way they see, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And you got to eat one. So I went in the store, of course. I went through all of the proper procedures of making sure that my manufacturing company has the right amount of insurance, because anytime if you're going into any kind of distribution store-wise, you always have to have at least a minimum of $2 million in insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are listening and hear that. Don't be alarmed with that. There are plenty of insurance carriers that you can get amazing rates for that. But that's to cover you in the event something happened with your product. You know, something goes wrong, you want to always make sure you're covered, and the grocery stores are going to require that you have this. So after putting that in place, also getting my UPC codes. You know, you see those barcodes that are on the back of bottles or sauces or any packages. Those UPC codes is what is attached to your business, and it follows your company in that particular product for the rest of its life. And I know a lot of people say, okay, well, I can go online and I can buy a UPC code for $1.30. That is true. You can buy used UPC codes. The only thing is that UPC code is attached to whatever company initially purchased that UPC code. If you want to have your own organic UPC codes for your company, you have to go through the government, which is GS1. Once you get your GS1 certification, then that's tied to you. That keeps track of your sales. That keeps track of wherever your product goes around the world. When using a used UPC code, whenever they scan it, say in Walmart, Target, Whole Foods, it's going to pull up whatever company originally had that. So that's the downside sometimes to saving money. So putting that in place, getting my ingredient analysis, getting a facility to start producing. And, you know, there are so many options now. You can go the route like I did, because I really believe in knowledge and I wanted to know, as well as that's a way to really keep track of your money. So I created my own manufacturing company and went through all the legitimacy of making it a company just like Kraft, Heinz, or anyone else. If you don't want to go through that, you can go the co-packing route. Provide a company that does that, your recipes, you sign an NDA with them, they'll start producing it. But remember, they're going to get a portion of that. So after I get my company going, I'm going in these grocery stores, and I'm pitching to them. And so one of them informed me, you know, if someone comes in and requests your product and you have a UPC code, then we have to order it in because it's in our database across the country. So I said, interesting. So from there, Rashawn, I started going into grocery stores, requesting my own product and giving them, hey, I want to order this particular product right here. Here's good. Here's the UPC code. Can you guys order it in? Grocery stores, absolutely. When you go to customer service, they do not tell you no. They reached out to my company, of course, ordered that product in. Then when the product came in, I didn't go back in there to buy it. What I did was I sent customers, just people just, I was meeting in the parking lot and everywhere else. Hey, here's $5. Go in there and purchase this bottle of sauce. Gifts on me. Here's this. Go and purchase it. And I did that to create my own supply and demand. Mm-hmm. And once they started saying, man, these people are requesting, people are buying this product. So from that point, then Chef Gennard, the businessman, not the consumer, going, hey, I see you guys have been ordering my products here at Whole Foods. I would love to talk to you about carrying it on a regular basis. And from there, I made sure that one store that I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, did so well that they took my products nationwide so that all Whole Foods would be able to carry. And those are things I always say, sometimes when your funds are limited and you're looking for different ways, there's more than one way to achieve a goal. You just have to be willing and ready to step out of your comfort zone and do things that people typically wouldn't think of.
Well, you know, first of all, great. That's like, you know, if you go to Harvard Business School, you know, marketing 101, marketing without a budget, small budget, you know, without using social media, without using fan club, email base. This is what you do. Personality. This was a personality driven campaign with the instincts of saying supply and demand attached to it. You hear what I'm saying? Supply and demand. He went in the store. He had a supply. He initiated an action that there was a demand for by using his personality, by approaching people and saying, would you purchase my product? You'd love it. Here's the money to assist you in the purchase. They went inside. They were inspired by his enthusiasm, purchased his product, went out, and went, wow, this is really good. And guess what? They became returning customers. What always annoys me about people is they don't know how to invest in their own brand, Chef. Talk to me about that.
That is so true. That is so true. And one of the things I've learned is you have to be your biggest cheerleader and your biggest salesperson. And if you don't believe enough in your own brand to invest in your own brand, trust me, nobody else will. So you have to be willing to grab that knowledge and do what it takes to draw enough attention to make the right people pay attention to you in the right way. And even back to my sources, after I did that, that was just the first hurdle. Mm-hmm. After I achieved that and I got it in the stores, guess what it was time to do then? Now it's time to really put it into action. So now, Chef Denard, I'm going into the stores, I'm demoing, I'm displaying, mm-hmm. because if they order the products, I want to ensure that these products get sold so that they can keep ordering. So I'm willing to, I started traveling all over the United States, everywhere y'all care, everywhere they carried my products, whether it was a big order, small order, I made an appearance to ensure it sold. And I kept doing it until I got to a point where it became like, as they say, the hamster on the wheel. It starts taking care of itself, and then I can then focus on branding and marketing from a bigger area. But it goes back to you have to be willing to take the chance on yourself before anybody else will believe in you. Too often we jump out there and say, oh, I've been on TV. Oh, I got this product. I got this. I got that. But how much are you investing into yourself? Same thing just like with my TV show, Rashawn, New Soul Kitchen. As a matter of fact, you know, the season premiere just started last week. I'm on season 5. But one of the things that contributes to the success of that show is the fact that I invested in myself when it came to this show. Too often do I see chefs or just entertainers as a whole. They land an opportunity to be on somebody's TV show or to have their own show. And what they're expecting after they finish filming, oh, the network is going to dump all this money into my marketing campaign, my media campaign, all these things. And then you end up saying, oh, the network ain't really got a budget, or either the network don't want to release their budget to me. So guess what you have to do? You have to be willing to brand and market yourself once again to ensure that it's successful. And that's one of the things that, although I want to commend Cleo TV and TV One, they have been strong footings behind me, and they have been there all along at every step to ensure and help with my success. But it was once they saw, oh, wow, Chef Denard is really a go-getter. Chef Denard ain't waiting on us. Right. I went out and hired my own marketing PR team. Mm-hmm. I went out and hired my own, found all these people to put us, and what I told them, I said, I have this show. I need you to focus on branding me and branding this show, branding so that regardless of what the network is doing with it, I'm going to ensure that I have a successful show, because this is part of my bread and butter. So we have to be willing to invest in ourselves.
Now, that's in key, invest in ourselves. Now, what's the difference between your shows on Cleo TV, New Soul Kitchen, and New Soul Kitchen Remix? The difference?
The difference between the two, New Soul Kitchen is our long format. New Soul Kitchen Remix is our short format. Short format, a lot of people don't even realize they're what you would call 10-minute vignettes. The shows are typically 10 minutes. On Remix, and in between is our commercials that's packaged. But these short-form shows are me showing you how to create meals in a fraction of the time, 30 minutes or less meals. Because one of the things I see the need as being a father, a husband, a friend, when we get home at the end of the day and you got to feed yourself, or you got to feed the children, or whomever you got waiting on you, and you're tired from work, how do I create outstanding meals in a fraction of the time? That's where Chef Denard's New Soul Kitchen Remix comes in. And I show you how to create these Monday through Thursday meals. Because, you know, when Friday hits, Rashawn, we turn up. It's like, hey, we ready to go all out with whatever we're eating. And that's where New Soul Kitchen comes in at. New Soul Kitchen teaches you how to create those award-winning dishes. those dishes when you're trying to impress that significant other. Those dishes, when you want to be the talk of the neighborhood, that's what New Soul Kitchen, and more importantly, with being a producer on that show, I'm honored and excited that the network gives me the opportunity to show who I am, my character, my genuineness, because I always want people to know the same person that you see on TV. If you see me in the airport, if you see me doing a live show somewhere, I'm the same exact person. Because too often do we fall in love with characters of people and then we be disappointed when we meet the real individual. I never wanted to be that, and I'm so honored that they allow me to produce and put out content with my powerhouse production family that the world, when they see me, they're like, hey, this seems like the real Chef Jannard. And the reason it seems like that, because it is.
There you go. New Soul Kitchen Remix, New Soul Kitchen. I'm speaking to the real Chef Jannard Wells. When we come back, we're going to find out about all his charity work that he's doing out there. And also, I gotta confess, he showed me up in the kitchen, y'all. Came to my house, my building, and showed me, I can't cook. That's what he showed me. That's what he showed
me.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Be right back for more Money Making Conversations with Master Jannard. He know. That's why he's laughing. Don't go back. Y'all got to hear this story. Don't go nowhere. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan McDonald.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rushan McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You know, Chef Jannard Wells, you know, I say that word chef because, you know, he's kind of honorary, you know. He's one of these guys that, you know, I liken it to sports. Okay, if you out there with Michael Jordan, you know good and well you out there with Michael Jordan. Okay, you just get his autograph and don't try to play basketball with him. Okay, I'm in the kitchen with Chef Jannard Wells. I knew I was in the kitchen with Chef Jannard Wells. I should have just took a selfie and just let him do his thing. And so I started bragging about my cabbage, you know. And he said, okay, Rashawn, cabbages, huh? Because I got in my office area, I got a Ruchon's kitchen. I plant my tomatoes. I plant my cabbages. I'm about to start planting in a minute here, Chef Genoa. And he said, so how you fix it, Ruchon? We can do that real quick. I said, real quick, man. It take me 3 hours to do my cabbages. You know, I got to let them. He said, 3 hours. He said, I knocked that out in 15 minutes. Right. And then Chef Genoa said, we can knock that out in 15 minutes. I said, 15 minutes. Man, how you making cabbages in 15 minutes? Will you tell them versus my 3-hour process what you did in 15 minutes with your cabbages to let me know I should have took a selfie when I was in the kitchen with you instead of running off at the mouth?
You know, one of the things I always tell people when it comes to cooking, I want you to think restaurant. And what I mean when I say when it comes to cooking, I want you to think restaurant. If you go in a restaurant and you wait longer than 30 minutes on anything, you anger. All right, this took too long. And there's a reason. It's because there's a method on our style of how we prep, how we prepare a dish to cook it in a fraction of the time, because everything is chemistry. One of the things we know about cabbage is, outside of cabbage being a greenery that's full of antioxidants, and I pointed out the fact about the antioxidants because we know this is men's health. Cabbage is full of antioxidants, plus it's full of water. So when you add it to a skillet, whether it's your cast iron skillet or your nonstick skillet, you can use minimal water because the cabbage is going to start to release the moisture. It's going to wilt down, and it's going to get pretty much fork tender the way you want it. So the key is what you do once you start off with your cabbage, you cut it to your thin specifications. You want to start sauteing it with your olive oil, adding in your garlic and whatever seasonings that you like. Because I always say when you season it, when you cook food, cook it the way you like it and then serve it to other people so that they experience who you are. Because food is no more than an extension of who we are as an individual. Once you saute it down and you get it to that right point where you like it wilted to, then you add in just a small amount of your, whether it's chicken stock, your vegetable stock, or if you just want to use straight water, you add that in, pop a lid over it, and I guarantee you, keep it on low, 15 minutes, you'll have some of the best cabbage you ever had. And in that cabbage, you can add in your bell peppers, your onions. You know, sometimes, Ruchon, I even add collard greens into my cabbage when I'm sauteing.
Another thing I cook for 2.5 to 3 hours, by the way, okay? Before I met the Michael Jordan in the kitchen, okay? Just let y'all know. There's a way to do it right, and there's a way. See, my mama, I was cooking like my mama. That's who I saw cook just like that. But my mama didn't look like Chef Genoa well, so I thought I knew what I was talking about. Now I know how it's done right. We do it right in our house. I'm very happy to say that. But you do a lot of great things, Chef Genoa Wells. I want to transition into the charity work that you do. A lot of big events, a lot of catering that you engaged in. Tell us about, you know, you have a catering side of your business that you do a lot of big events, but also you do events with. I didn't even know the Tom Joyner cruise was still going on, and you say it still goes on?
Yes, the Tom Joyner cruise has been going strong for over 20 plus years.
Is he still on the air? He's still on the air, right?
Tom passes the throne to Ricky Smiley, so Ricky Smiley holds Tom's original spot. But what Tom does, Tom say, ain't got to be on the air. Y'all come on this cruise, and you got 5,000 people hanging with him for 7 days straight. Look, that up close and personal with Tom is a real deal, because when they say it's a party with a purpose, it really is. And one of the things with myself being an HBCU alum, I really love giving back, and that's the Chef Genoa philanthropy side of things, where I love stepping into places like with the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage, and my team and I, we've created what's called the Tom Joyner Culinary Council. And I'm one of the founding members of that. And we help create the dishes that are served to our people while we at sea. So you truly get the full HBCU experience. You truly get the full chef experience, because you can't have a cruise without great food. You put almost 5,000 people on a ship for 7 days straight with some terrible, terrible food, they can see some of the best islands there is. They're going to leave that saying that was the worst cruise they ever been on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But Tom Jordan and them got it figured out. Him and his team, I started with them. I've been with them now for about 7 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And over the course of that 7 years, from competing on there to Flagship and Recipes, it's become an amazing family. And I love playing a partner. As a matter of fact, we set sail April 27th through May 4th of this year, leaving out of Miami. We head to the Turks and Caicos. We head to the Dominican Republic and to Puerto Rico. So we got some amazing stops, but the real fun is on the ship when we at sea and partying and cooking up. I do live cooking shows, the whole nine. But then that's just one side of me giving back. Others is from the Frank Ski Foundation. Frank Ski has a foundation that's for kids. And I love actually playing a part with him and donating. That's where my catering company comes in at. Because I have a catering company, and my catering company has been in existence for over 20 years now, which is under the same flagship name, Holt Cuisine. Mm-hmm. But we go in, and they auction me off. Mm-hmm. They auction me off to the bidders in there, and those funds that they raise from auctioning, I donate that towards the charitable organization. Mm-hmm. So you can only imagine some of the monetary benefits that they benefit off of using my name, but I love lending my name to great causes like
now,
that.
Now, I was with you in Miami at the historic Hampton House. That was an amazing event that I watched you, and it was another huge charitable event where your skills brought an incredible diverse crowd and great food.
Yes. Yes, it did. The historic Hampton House, a fun fact about it, it's one of the original hotels that was in the Green Book. If you don't know, I know you know what it is, Rashawn, but for our listeners, the Green Book actually was a map years ago what African Americans used to travel around the United States, because there were certain hotels that we only could stay in, certain routes that we only could take, and certain times of the day that it was safe for us to travel. So we had this Green Book, and it was pretty much the African American Atlas. The historic Hampton House was a part of that Green Book. So if you went to Miami, that's where you would have stayed. And when I tell you, when you walk in, you see some of the most surreal pictures on the wall.
Right.
From Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali. As a matter of fact, when Muhammad Ali first won the world championship, that's where he stayed. He fought on South Beach, but had to go back to Brownsville in Miami to stay at the Hampton House.
Right, and so the photo was taken by Malcolm X. His photo at the bar was taken by Malcolm X.
Yes, it was.
You know,
yes, it was.
Just watching your career, man, and just seeing you. I just want to, you know, just say this to you, my friend. You're just a very, very special talent, and I just want to do whatever I can in my power to just let people understand not only the community side and the talent side, but it's the family side. You're just a 360, man. And, you know, I'm just mad because April 27th, you know, I'll be in Houston at the Black Man Wellness March, and you about to take off on your cruise, you know, and you emphasizing partying and eating food. But again, my heart will be with you, Chef Jannard Wells, the Michael Jordan of the kitchen, as far as Rashawn is concerned. That's Chef Jannard Wells.
I receive that.
You should, my brother.
I receive.
And thank you, man. Thank you for coming on my show, Money Making Conversation Masterclass, brother. We'll talk soon, man, okay?
Thank you for having me. And guys, make sure you watch New Soul Kitchen this Wednesday, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central.
Love it, man. He know how to market, don't he? This has been another episode of Money Making Conversation Masterclass, hosted by me, Rashawn McDonald. Thank you. And all my guests, you know, John Gregory, Chef Jannard Wells, the MJ of the kitchen. And thank you, my listening audience. Join us next week. And remember to always lead with your gifts and keep winning.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.